Kansaland Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA. Bobby back in the studio. Crit and Profit down here live at Washington, Kansas, at Washington County High School. Host of the Tigers as they host this Wind Valley League tournament. Our next matchup here, Jonathan West against the Axel Eagle Boys. We've covered both of these teams in the Twin Valley League tournament. And let's just say it's been nothing short of excitement for both of these teams. In that Axel game, we had a thriller versus the Centralia Boys. It went back and forth, but coming out on top was Axel. They came out victorious of that game on top. I believe it was 55-45 in that matchup there against Charlie. 69-52 was the final score in that matchup in that victory over Centralia. We also have the coverage against Blue Valley Randolph for Jonathan West boys. They won 36-23, a game they were down 14-12 at the half. Axel, they were only up by one over Centralia at the half, 34-33. So you go back to that Monday, both these teams were competing in solid first half games, a little more defensive on that side for Jonathan West, but both teams exploded in the second half in both of their respective matches, with Axel coming out on an incredible tear in their second half. Again, they came out to that victorious win, 69-52. Jonathan West, they came out and won 36-23. It was led by Dustin Veach, who had three threes in the fourth quarter of that game after coming off from a bloody nose that put him in the locker room in the middle of the third quarter. Came back with a jersey switch in the fourth. I'm sure he's going back to number 12 today from number 21. But incredible game for Donovan West. Axel, the 30-point performance from Colin Shaughnessy. He fouled three times in the first half, nearly fouled out, had to come out in the middle of the third quarter with only 8 points on the game at that point. But Axel, they stepped up with a 24-point quarter in his absence and managed to make the comeback against Centralia without him or Sandman on the floor. And that is what makes this team so incredible for Axel, is their ability to play without two of their top players. But Sandman, someone who's kind of been questionable this season, debatable to see if he might come back. I actually see him on the floor right now. Coach Tynan told me earlier this week he wasn't sure about Tynan here today on Thursday. But Sandman, the mountain as I call him, he's right there on the floor warming up with his boys. So it'll be interesting to see here if he can get into this matchup for the Axel Eagles, as you pair him alongside Shaughnessy, both of them together are averaging 45 points a game here this season, roughly. So real quick, we're going to set this aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll dive a little bit more, and we'll get some starters here for you. Again, it's our next matchup, a semifinal between Jonathan West and Axel. This is the first time Jonathan West has been here since 2018, looking for their first win over Axel since 2021. They've been on a hot streak, but Axel, they've been on a hot one as well. They've won 34 consecutive games. All right, 3 minutes aside, we'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here to the start of our second matchup of Twin Valley League Tournament play here on a Thursday. Again, all of our matches here got moved up to Thursday from our Friday slate. This game, it was going to get played regardless here, D West Boys and Axel Boys, but originally slated for 7:30 p.m. Now here it's coming at you live at roughly 5 minutes before 6 p.m. So roughly right on that time schedule, a little early as our last matchup ended with a running clock, 45-11. Centralia girls move on to the Twin Valley Championship for another consecutive year. But here we got our boys matchup. D West Boys, a Class 2A team against the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2, the number 2 team ranked in that classification, the number 2 seeded team of this tournament, as starters are being announced here on the floor for both sides. Starters here for the Donovan West Mustangs, the lower seeded team, head coached by Derek Shelton, his third season, chasing a winning season since the first time in 8 years. The first time in 8 years since he was set a bye in the TBL tournament. The first time having a winning record going into the winter break in 8 years. Man, it is just, this number eight has just been a special year here in 2025 to 2026 season here for this Donovan West team. They've accomplished so many things, but again, giving out here our starters for the West: Colton Peterson, Michael Albers, Kaysen Keller, Dustin Beach, and catcher Peterson, the young freshman. Donovan West, again, head coached by Derek Shelton in his third season. And for the Axel Eagles, it's Landon Schmidt, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Lucas Talbot. The Axel Eagles are head coached by Jason Tynan in his 11th season and 17th year overall. He has 157 wins with the Axel Eagles. We're going to step aside for here 2 minutes for the playing of our national anthem.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hansaland Radio.
And we're getting ready to go for four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action here on I-2.1 KMZ between D-West and Axel Boys. Axel, the number two seed, Dawson West, the number three. First time here since 2018 for D-West in this semifinal game. Axel, they were here last year. In fact, they've been here the last 3 years. They have won the TVL championship for 3 years in a row. But D-West will start off with the ball, winning the tip-off from Michael Albers in the hands of Colder Peterson. Now Keller. Keller to Veach. Veach back representing the number 12. He switched number 21 on Monday earlier in the week from the bloody nose. Hit four threes, five threes on the game, three threes in the fourth quarter. Definitely need a performance like this over Axel. Right now with the ball is D-West, but excitement from the far side Eagle bench forces a turnover. D-West on their first possession give the ball back to the Axel Eagles. He's this game, physicality on both teams. Both teams are going to have to play up to a high physical level, especially Donovan West. This is a very physical and very high tempo playing Axel team. D-West will have to match it, especially with their scoring potential. D-West here getting a foul is the 6 foot freshman catcher Peterson. Axel will throw it in from the Donovan West bench. On the far side, Axel, white tops, white bottoms, red and blue trim with red with the blue numerals. Here, Dolphin West with the dark blue tops, bottoms with the orange numerals and white trim. Axel with it. 3-point shot is up and in off the back of the window. Landon Schmidt splashing a three at 7 points in the second quarter when facing Centralia on Monday. Here's a turnover by Dolphin West. A steal by Shaughnessy down the floor. Under the glass, he passes off to his teammate Talbot. Ball is swatted away. Knocked out of bounds, and Axel will have it here. And he'll throw it back in from the Donovan West bench. D-West, two possessions, two turnovers. Axel coming up now for their second possession. Up by three over Donovan West. Detweiler will throw it in to Schmidt. Schmidt at the top of the perimeter. He'll be given an open three-point shot on an island. He'll miss it. Michael Albers will make the rebound. It's a beach down the floor. And they're going to get a foul on the ground, called against Axel. 6:41 to go in the first quarter. 3-0, Axel leads over Donovan West. D-West with it, under the glass on an inbound play. Here, it's Peterson, who will throw it into Keller. And Keller gets that ball knocked out of bounds. Throwing it back in again from the Axel bench is Kaysen Keller. Throw in past half court to Colter Peterson, the second team all-league returner from last season. Peterson, left side wing, dribble up to the top. He'll swing it out on the far side to Veach. Veach, under his legs, he drives, transfers to his teammate, Keller. Keller to Peterson. Peterson, at the top, switches to his right side. Now to Veach. Veach, driving, flipping out. Now inside the key is Keller. Keller trying to hand out to his teammate, taken away by Detweiler. Down the floor, he's got the assist, and Schmidt finishes in for two. D-West, three turnovers in this first quarter. Still trying to get on the board. Catcher Peterson fires a three, misses, and the rebound by Landon Schmidt. Schmidt, down the floor to Liebarger. Liebarger, Shaughnessy, baseline, reverse layup, and in for two. Axel's up 7-0 over Donovan West. 5:44 to go in this first quarter. I said it. At the start of this quarter, that D-West is going to have to play physical with this Axel team. And can't let them get up early. Catcher Peterson fires a three. He'll miss. And Joe Liebarger will make the board. Liebarger at the top of the perimeter. He will dribble to his right side. Down the low wing. Passing out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy one-on-one against Catcher Peterson. He steps back. Now he'll fly the ball out to Detweiler. He'll take a fadeaway shot at the top elbow. He'll miss it. And rebound by Veach. Beach working one-on-one against Joe Leitbacher down the floor. He goes to his left side. Left wing, Coulter driving in, kicking out, three-point shots up by Keller. It bangs off the basket. It's rebounded by Albers. Albers floats it to the rim. He couldn't finish with it. And the rebound was by Schmitz. Axel now back in control of this possession. Detweiler on the right high post. Throwing out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy stuck on the pivot. Has to get out to his teammate. Finds it to Detweiler. Detweiler, screen is set. He'll drive inside the alley. Left side lane. He'll miss the shot. Shaughnessy will make the rebound. Try another reverse layup. Going to get that one to go in, though. And now catcher Peterson on the defensive board gets this ball back for Donovan West. D. West still trying to find their first point in this first quarter. Down 7-0, 4:18 to go. Foul called on Axel. It'll be called on Colin Shaughnessy. He had to come out against Centralia early in the first half, middle into the second quarter. Three fouls. Here he'll stay on the floor. Tabbitt will come off for Axel as they'll bring in Bill Leibarger. Donovan West, they take out catcher Peterson and put in Rucker Haring. Haring out to Coulter. Coulter driving, nose down and trying to finish, and he will. Coulter Peterson, nice physical drive inside the lane. It's Donovan West finally on the board. Wyatt Detweiler trying to respond here with Axels. He'll swing it out on a hook pass to Schmitz. Schmitz will attempt a three in the right elbow of the basket. Rebounded by Joe Leibarger on the offense. He'll attempt a three. He misses. Boxing out and getting the rebound is the freshman Braylon Shelton. He's also coming to the game here for Donovan West. So Shelton and Haring off the bench. Beach has it at the top of half court. 3:33 to go in this first quarter. Axe up by 5-7-2. Donovan West getting fouled by Axel. Foul is on Landon Schmitz. One thing for Donovan West is you want to be physical yourselves to drive inside Axel. They're a very physical team. Get them to draw those fouls as Schmitz is already out in this first quarter with two fouls on the bench. They take him out, give him a break, and they'll put Clayton Hine, the 5'10 junior, who had 7 points against Centralia on the second quarter in the absence of Shaughnessy. He came in and performed to a very high level. Donovan West with the ball to the corner. It's blocked out of bounds by Detweiler. Detweiler with the nice stuff, but the possession stays with Donovan West in the deep corner. And to the right of the Axel bench, Coulter will try to throw it in. He's shoveling it out to his right side to Beach. Beach picking it up, passing back to Coulter. Coulter left side, Braylon Shelton, Shelton to Haring. Screen is set for Haring. Haring right side, top wing. Beach driving inside, fadeaway shot from the high post, missing it. And a rebound by Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor, Shaughnessy on the left wing, and they got him on a travel. That is the first turnover for the Axel Eagles in this quarter. 2:52 to go in this first, 7-2. Axel leads by 5 over Donovan West. D. West, they allowed 7 straight points. Here they respond with 2. They'd like to keep it rolling. They haven't scored in the last couple of minutes, though. D. West trying to get down the floor. They get a foul on Axel's Joe Leibarger. D. West, they were down 8-4 after the first quarter against Blue Valley Randolph on Monday. Axel, they were down 17-10 after the first quarter on Monday against Centralia. So both these teams trailed after their first quarters on Monday. Both teams obviously playing different games. Axel's a little more offensive, D. West a little more defensive. Here's another turnover, though, by the D. West Mustangs. Axel takes over. With 2:41 to go in this first quarter, 7-2. Axel over Donovan West. Axel with the ball. It's Leibarger on the far wing. A screen is set to pick and roll, but driving the opposite direction of it is Leibarger. Leibarger, Heinen. Heinen to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, left side. Tilt to Detweiler. Detweiler to Bill Leibarger. Bill Leibarger inside the paint. He'll kick out to the far wing. Three-point shot is up and in for Wyatt Detweiler. Wyatt lands the three, the second three splash of the quarter for Axel. They're back up on the board, 10-2 over Jonathan West, their largest lead. And D. West will turn the ball over, fifth time of the quarter. Pressure defense from Axel runs him out of bounds. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in quarter one. 10-2, Axel leads over Jonathan West. Axel with the ball, immediately after half court. Weibarger, Bill to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy had the 30-point game on Monday against Centralia. He's averaged 33 points in his last seven games. Offensive rebound made by Weibarger. Axel resets to the far wing. Detweiler, swing out to Bill. Bill, step inside, kick out to the right. Now back up to Shaughnessy on a flash at the high post. And a foul called on Donovan West. 1:36 to go in the first quarter. 10-2, Axel leads over the Mustangs of Donovan West. Dustin Beach will come back in the game for D. West. Beach in for Peterson, who picked up his second foul. Over the top, Detweiler finishing in for two under the glass. Detweiler now 5 points in the quarter. Axel now 5 consecutive points scored, up 12-2 over D. West, and another turnover taken away by Wyatt Detweiler. 6 turnovers now on the game for D. West. And under the glass with an offensive rebound by Bill Weibarger. He finishes with the putback. A timeout will be called by head coach Derek Shelton and Donovan West. A 30-second timeout. Here is 1:12 left to go in quarter one. It's 14-2. Axel leads over D. West. We're back in 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network after the D. West timeout. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. 14-2. Axel leads over the D. West Mustangs. Jonathan West with it. Tilton Peterson. Peterson averages 14.2 points per game. Here he has the ball. Interior left wing. Now passes back out to Veach. Veach steps back for a three. Hit four on Monday. Five. And he misses that first one attempted. And it goes out of bounds. The last touch by Axel. Dolphin West will maintain the possession with 48 seconds left to go in quarter one, down by 12. D. West with it. Coulter. Coulter over the top to Keller. Keller in the right corner. Back to Coulter. Coulter dribbles left side. Flying out to Keller. Keller driving inside the key. Steps on his pivot foot. Now to Braylon Shelton. Shelton, a high post jumper, missed. Rebounded by Bill Weibarger. Bill Weibarger, he's had a good first quarter with 3 rebounds. And now a long 2-point shot is drained by Joe Weibarger. We'll see if they count it as 2. They're going to say 3, but his feet were inside the 3-point line. 16-2. Axel leads by 14 over Donovan West. Coulter with the Mustangs with the ball. Fadeaway, 3-point shot off his back foot is missed to end quarter one. We'll enter quarter number two. Axel up by 14 points over Donovan West, 16-2. We'll take a step aside here for a quick 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 16-2, our score, Axel over D. West. This starts the second quarter here. 7:50 to go here in the second quarter as we just got it started. Beach starts this quarter off with a rebound for Donovan West. Shot up underneath. Rebound by Albers offensively and then stolen by Joe Leibarger. Seventh turnover of the game for Donovan West. We've now had two back-to-back games, by the way, here at the Twin Valley League Tournament where one team has only scored 2 points in the first quarter as Blue Valley only scored 2 points against Centralia in their first quarter. Centralia came with that victory 45-11. D. West, takeaway by Coulter Peterson, second turn of the game for Axel. Here's Veach, three-point shot is up and off the iron, and a foul to follow. 7:13 to go in this second quarter, 16-2, a 14-point lead for Axel over Donovan West. They get the foul called against Donovan West's Michael Albers, his first personal of the game. Axel handling here, no pressure on this inbound. They'll face D. West. Getting picked up down the court. D. West here in a zone defense, trying to guard this Axel team, forcing that 3-point shot. D. West here trying to get the ball. They'll get it off an inbound from Veach. He threw it into the chest. At about 100 miles an hour, Lucas Talbot, he just stood there and took it. That'll change the possessions. Nice play by Veach. Able to throw the ball in off the chest of Talbot. But now Donovan West handling a full court pressure by Axel. And they get down the floor. We'll see. Veach out to catcher Peterson, the freshman. He's able to break the full court pressure, but now he's losing the ball. It's Colin Shaughnessy with the steal, trying to finish in for two. Yes, he does. Colin Shaughnessy, second steal for a deal in this game. A turnover on the half for Donovan West. And another turnover here for the Mustangs to follow. They give it right back immediately to Axel. Down by 16 is D. West to the Axel Eagles. 18-2, 6:39 to go in the second quarter. Landon Schmidt to the top of the perimeter. He goes left side. Shaughnessy floats the three, and it's off the front iron and into the hands of Kason Keller and Donovan West. D. West down the floor to Keller. Keller trapped by two. Nearly a snag for a Sneal by Detweiler. Did a full-on army slide to try to get that ball. They called a foul on Colin Shaughnessy at the end of that play. Relative to, I believe, where the ball was. Donovan West passed it in to catcher Peterson. Catcher works one-on-one against Colin Shaughnessy. Donovan West, you need to continue to get Colin Shaughnessy those fouls. And underneath the basket, Coulter Peterson goes in for two. Assist by catcher. So, some brotherly love and chemistry. Catcher to his older brother, Coulter. The only year they'll play on the team together, freshman and senior. Coulter, the senior, as he rebounds this ball after a missed shot by Axel. Catcher back to Coulter. Coulter at the top of the three-point line. Dribbles to his right side. Now he'll dribble back left. Screen is set from Haring. Set on the pivot. Out to Braylon Shelton. Shelton out. Catcher. Catcher. Straightaway three-point shot off the back of the rim. Rebound by Keller. Now back to catcher. Catcher. Bad pass to his teammate. His freshman teammate and classmate in Braylon Shelton will turn the ball over. The 10th turnover of the game for Donovan West. 18-4. Axel leads by 14 over the Mustangs of D. West to 5:26 to go in this first half. Coulter Peterson on the left wing. Out to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, right side, little finesse. In for two. Shaughnessy, all of his points have been inside the paint. All 6 points. Keller out to catcher, trying to make a full court pressure. and a timeout taken here by head coach Derek Shelton in his third season. It'll be a 30-second timeout taken by Donovan West. 20-4 our score. Axel leads by 6. Team of 5:05 to go in the second quarter. We're back after a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
Donovan West with the ball after the timeout taken by their own head coach, Derek Shelton. Catcher Peterson finishes in for two. The young freshman, his second bucket here of this Twin Valley League tournament. Here a three-pointer try to respond by Axel. They miss it, and the rebound's by Rucker Haring for DUS. They're down 20-6 to Axel. A 14-point deficit with 4:32 to go in this second quarter. DUS with the ball. Haring sets a screen. Peterson driving inside. Foul called on Axel. DUS will throw it in under the glass left side with Coulter Peterson. He's got 4 points here in this first half. 2 points split in both the first and second quarter here. And a turnover by Donovan West right after the inbound play off the hands of catcher Peterson. And the official will actually change his mind, or maybe everyone on the floor is just really confused. But Donovan West negate that turnover. D. West will throw it in under the glass right side. So last one to touch it was Axel. D. West with it. And Keller. Keller spinning around, drives to the left side. Now he'll switch back to his right. Stuck on the pivot foot. He's got to find an outlet. He goes to the catcher on the low near wing. Ball loose on the ground, picked up by Coulter. Catcher, three-point shot off the iron. His third miss of the game for a long three. And the rebound's by Colin Shaughnessy. Down the floor to Detweiler. Detweiler on the low wing, setting Shaughnessy up for a three-point shot at the high three. And that's a good three-pointer for Colin Shaughnessy. D. West needing to respond. Now down by 17 points to Axel. 23-6 with 3:35 to go in the first half. Coulter dribbles. Baseline and nearly getting a finish under the rim. Rebound by Shaughnessy as he attacks two players. This is a shot. Rebound by Detweiler. Surprised there's no foul called. Potentially could have gone either way. So Axel still with it. Up top, Schmitz, straight away, alley, three-pointer, he signs the check for it. Schmitz, two threes in the first half, Axel with four threes total in the first half. Up by their largest lead this game, 20 points, foul call on Schmitz, that'll be his third picked up of the game. Making sure I get that foul right. That was called against. Well, there's still some confusion on the floor. It's going to be against Donovan West. They don't have the right number up on the board, though. Now they do. It's against catcher Peterson. They have the wrong number on the board, so that kind of threw me off there a little bit. So 23 on the floor here for D. West. Only a 24 in Peterson, so he gets the charge foul. Here's a three-pointer up and good for Wyatt Detweiler. He's now got a three-pointer in the first and second quarter. Now he's got another steal as a foul will follow. It's on the floor called against Donovan West. The DUS picking up a bunch of fouls here in this quarter. It's going to come against Dustin Veach, his first of the game. Both Detweiler and Schmitz have a three in the first and second quarter now. Both also have 8 points on the half. Smith has it. He's on an island, so he'll just go ahead and take the straightaway three. He misses that one. And for a rebound of the glass is Veach, and a foul right after by Axel's Wyatt Detweiler. That's his first foul of the game. Keller to throw it in for Donovan West. Axel applying a man-to-man full court pressure with 2:21 to go in the second quarter. 29-6 our score. Axel over Donovan West by 23 points. Keller into Coulter. Coulter working one-on-one against Clayton Heinen, who's back in the game for the first time in the first quarter for Axel. Coulter down the floor, far side wing, dribbles underneath his legs out to the deep corner. Out to Keller on a pass. Transferred to Coulter. Coulter spins it out. Three-pointer from Keller. Missed. Rebounded by Bill Liebarger, his fourth rebound on the half. And now Axel will take it down the floor and draining a three will be Wyatt Detweiler. Wyatt Detweiler, three threes on the half. An impressive performance. Our first double-digit score now of 11 is Detweiler. And a timeout is taken. We'll take a step aside here for 30 seconds. 1:49 to go in the second quarter. 32-6 our score. Axel leads over Donovan West.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hansaland Radio.
.146 to go here in the second quarter. Axel leads here by an impressive 26 points over D. West, 32-6. But D. West here underneath, they find Michael Albers in for two. And now Donovan West now laid down by 24 points. And they're going to get a travel call against Axel Eagles' Joel Liebarger. So a travel as well as turnover. Axel, their fourth of the half. 1:30 to go here in the second. Donovan West down 32-8 to Axel. But D. West with the ball. Veach past the timeline. Bounce passing out to Keller. Keller transfers behind his back to Peterson. Coulter on the far side. Coulter takes his way to Keller. And then he'll swing it out on the near side. A corner for a three by Veach. It's missed. A rebound by Detweiler. Now down the floor, Shaughnessy. Detweiler straightaway three-pointer. He's trying to hustle for his own missed shot. And ball out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Possession arrow will go to Donovan West. 61 seconds remaining in the first half. Veach with it for Donovan West. Veach, Keller. Keller back to Veach. Trying to overcome a 24-point deficit is D. West to Axel. Three-pointer from the far side. First three of the TDL tournament for the freshman, Braylon Shelton. And now a three-pointer is spawned. Joel Liebarger hits it in stride. At 35-11. Axel leads over Donovan West at 33 seconds to go in this second quarter. Beach down the floor. Floater from the short corner. In for two. Veach has now scored his first points on the game in a 5-3 performance, 18 points on Monday against Blue Valley. Still trying to get him on the board for the Mustangs as Liebarger will try to pop another three. It's missed and rebounded by Casey Keller. 6 seconds left here of the half. Coulter Peterson between his legs out to Keller. Nearly a half-court shot is up and off the right of the iron. Axel Eagles will go into the locker room up 22 points over Donovan West, 35-13. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
We've reached our half here in our only boys semifinal. Winner to move on and take on the Hanover Wildcats. The loser will take on the Clifton Clyde Eagles in the third place match. But here's the Axtell Eagles, who are up 35-13, a 22-point lead over the Donovan West Mustangs. The Axtell Eagles, number 2 seed this tournament, D West, number 3 seed, first time getting a bye since 2018, first time being in the semifinal since 2018. Just a lot of accomplishments here for this team this year, this season for Donovan West, but again, deficited here by 22 points. The Axtell outscored 16-2 in quarter one and 19-11 in quarter two. So D West starting to find a little adjustment there in that second quarter, that big one being kind of not leaning to more of those 3-point shots, but instead going inside, driving to the basket. We talked about that against Blue Valley on Monday, that Donovan West, they were down a half on Monday, 14-12 against Blue Valley. 75% of their points of the first half came from the 3-point line. They had 3 threes in the first half, and this one, if it's 1-3, they're continuing to kind of rely on those deep 3-point shots. They have 2 freshmen that kind of rotate here on the court, so they're a very young team, a team that relies kind of a lot on some outside shooting, some top elbow shooting as well, but you got a lot of players who can also drive inside, work inside. Coulter Peterson, Michael Albers, Casey Keller, 6'1", so you got a good amount of height there and some change that you really want to work with on the interior for Donovan West coming out in the second half. Other than that, you know, it's not a bad first half from this Donovan West team other than the kind of offensive sudden performance. They handed the pressure not well by Axtell, still with 10 turnovers at the half, but not awful with all things considered. If you look at Axel's side, only 4 turnovers on the half. They played very clean. They hit a total of 8 threes on the half, I do believe. Yes, they hit 8 threes on the half, so an incredible first half for Axtell. 2 threes were knocked by Landon Schmitz, 2 were knocked down by Joe Weibarger, and 3 were knocked down by Wyatt Detweiler, with 1 also being added by Colin Shaughnessy. So you look at that, Axtell, I mean, on this game, there's 35 points on the board. 24 of those points, excuse me, have been from the 3-point shot, a team that, you know, traditionally is just a physical team that drives inside, works you down under just as easily. They can get outside and shoot on fire from around the perimeter, and that's just this kind of game for Axtell. That was the kind of game that Donovan West was hoping for, was a kind of a farther shooting game from outside the paint. But Axel, they're the ones who are in control of that right now, and that's kind of the dangerous side. Is Axel team is just as easy as they can keep kind of taking these shots from the outside. They can go inside. They don't have to keep settling for those outside shots. They can go in and work it inside as well. Colin Shaughnessy got 9 points on the half for Axel. Wyatt Detweiler, who finished with an impressive 11 points on the half for Axel. Landon Schmitz with 8, and Joe Weibarger with 6. So all around, great scoring for that Axel team, getting 5 players on the board. Donovan West, they kept the love, though, around. They had 6 different players get on the board, but no more than just Coulter Peterson, who had more than 1 bucket. Braylon Shelton with a 3, his first 3 to Twin Valley tournament. Coulter Peterson had 2 buckets, 4 points, 1 bucket in each quarter. Michael Albers with 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Dustin Beach with 2 points, as well as catcher Peterson. So we go to the second half. Both teams have not shot a single free throw. We have not had a shot foul through an entire first half. But that might be the only time I've ever seen that happen that I've called a game. So both teams will definitely probably try to be a little more physical inside, especially Axel. Axel, a team that definitely can work that inside paint, but Donovan West, they're going to have to steer it here in the second half. Not only are they going to have to steer the inside paint, they're going to have to draw some fouls. They did a good job of drawing fouls in that first half against Axel, getting Colin Shaughnessy a couple of fouls, as well as Landon Schmitz. You just got to keep working it in the second half. You got to keep working against the grindstone of it, against this tough and resilient Axel defense. If you want a chance to come back, Axel, they also had 6 steals in that first half as well. Well, again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the highlandcc.edu. Quickly giving a shout-out to all of our Twin Valley League sponsors who make this Twin Valley League tournament coverage possible. M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Winkler Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Bedina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and, excuse me, First National Heritage Bank. Again, a shout out to all of our sponsors who helped make this coverage of the TVL tournament possible. We'll take a step aside for 2 minutes, 30 seconds here, and we'll come back for second half action. Axel, 35, Dolphin West, 13, our boys semifinal here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. 3 hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got two quarters left to go of basketball action between Dauphin West and Axel Eagles. Our boys semifinal here. The winner will go on and take on Hanover in the championship, and the loser will go take on Clifton Clyde. After this, we'll have our girls matchup between the Axel Eagles and the Lynn Bulldogs. The winner of that game will move on and play Centralia, and the loser will go take on Blue Valley Randolph. Here our score after two quarters of play. Axel is up 35-13 over Dauphin West. Here we start the second half on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Bobby back in studio. Crin and Prophet Bell Smith here joining it down live at Washington County High School. Here is Dauphin West to start this second half with the ball. Here working with it is Beach. Beach on the right side wing. He goes down to the corner. The corner out to Peterson. Peterson skips it far side out to Keller. Keller back up to Coulter at the top of the key. He goes left side to Veach. Veach only had 2 points in that first half, looking to try to get himself going in the second half against this Axel Eagle team. Catcher Peterson at the top here, working with the ball. Green is set. Now to the far side again. 40 seconds on this first possession for Dauphin West. Still no shot has been up, and there's no shot clock here at this TDL tournament. Kind of something interesting. Bill Smith, how has that kind of affected these teams with no shot clock down here at Washington High School?
Well, I mean, we're on defense for 10 times longer than we normally are. I mean, with the shot clock, it's 35 seconds. You got to get a shot up. And here it's a lot more slower. People are taking their time. It's a lot more in-depth.
Here working with it is Dauphin West. This possession has went 50 seconds. If you had a shot clock here, you definitely would have had to take this one through the basket already. But D. West here working with it in their favor. This is how they came back against Blue Valley in that game on Monday. I talked to head coach Derek Shelton. It's about keeping the ball away from your opponent and getting good quality offensive possessions, because you need to come away with points, especially because a minute and 10 seconds have drained off this first drive, and catcher Peterson couldn't finish underneath the basket. Shaughnessy made the rebound. Shaughnessy down the floor out to Schmidt. Schmidt's at the key, right side, swift off to Talbot. Talbot under the glass. He goes in and finishes in for two. His first 2 points on the game for Axel. Now six different players have gotten on the board for the Eagles. Catcher Peterson down the floor for Dauphin West. Out to Coulter Peterson. Coulter on the right side wing. He dribbles up to the top. A side look. Catcher. Backdoors it. Back to Coulter. Straight away three. Off the iron. And they're going to get a foul on the floor. Called against Axel. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. 37-13. Axel leads over Dauphin West. D. West with the ball. Foul was called on Lucas Talbot, his first of the game for the Axel Eagles. Here, D. West working inside. Loose ball. It goes out of bounds. 11th turnover of the game for the D. West Mustangs. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 37-13. Axel still here over D. West. Dominant lead. You're up by 24 points. Only gave up 2 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Here a shot missed. Eagles underneath the basket. Get it back to Talbot, and he is fouled. Go up and shoot two. This is the first time up the free throw line for either team in this game. Maybe the first time in my broadcasting career I've seen a game take this long to get up to the free throw line. And here's Lucas Talbot, the senior. Talbot, his first shot is up and good. Talbot, here averaging 5.5 points per game this season, 2.2 rebounds a game this season. Here are 3 points, all coming in this third quarter for the Axel Eagles. He misses his second shot, and it's rebounded by Kaysen Keller. Keller, down the floor, working one-on-one against Joe Leibarger. Leibarger, off the near side. Working one-on-one against Keller. Keller on the offensive side. Passes it out to the catcher. Catcher on the wing. He drives in. Mickey passes out to his teammate Coulter. And brother Coulter down low. Albers not able to finish. The left side of the basket. Rebound by Lucas Talbot. His first board of the game. And now Axel back in control on the offensive side. Detweiler, who had 3 threes in the first half, has the ball in the left corner. Now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, a jumper from the left elbow. It's missed and rebounded by Kaysen Keller. The 6'1" sophomore down the floor. Now it's to Coulter Peterson. Coulter in the near corner. He jogs it up. The left wing passes it to the opposite side to Veach. Veach back to Coulter. Coulter. Straight is set. Driving inside the lane. Kicked out. A dish for Keller. Missed on the far three side. And the rebound by Schmidt. The third board of the game. Shaughnessy under the glass. He is fouled. And they'll call it on the floor against Axel. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. 38-13, a 25-point lead here for Axel over D-West as Lucas Talbot will get a break here to the bench. Bill Liebarger will come into the game for the Axel Eagles. Liebarger, who had four rebounds in the first half, just 2 points. Axel off the inbound to get into Detweiler. Now to Schmidt. Schmidt under his legs. He passes off left side. Screen is set. Detweiler in the high key. Now the right side. 3-point shot is up. And nothing but net for Joe Liebarger. His third three of the game. Axel with three different players. Two players here with three threes. Joined alongside Wyatt Detweiler. Schmidt here gets a steal. An easy one. Turns around. A bunny to go in for Wyatt Detweiler. 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. 43-13 our score. Axel over Donovan West. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Hansaland Radio.
So here in the third quarter, Axel up 43-13 over the Dauphin West Mustangs. And Bell Smith, D. West, they're kind of struggling here against this Axel defense. This pressure just kind of getting to him. How does D. West kind of take some of that pressure off?
Well, I mean, they're really just trying to dribble it up the court, and with Axel's defense, it's pressure for him. So I think personally they should be passing it or learning to pass better because, I mean, we have people down the floor and we have two people dribbling up the ball who are really struggling.
And here going up in for two is Coulter Peterson. So I asked that question immediately. Axel drops out of the pressure defense, so kind of ironic there. And they're going up and getting fouled to go up and shoot two here coming up for Axel, so right there to kind of parry off of that, so Axel kind of dropping out of that pressure defense. Now Dawson West has some time to run some offensive sets. You know, kind of how do you get yourself on the board now?
I mean, getting their post in play. Albers hasn't really been a key factor in this game, and I think if he gets inside and he gets working, I think this could be a big game changer for him with Sandman out. Axel doesn't have a lot of height.
Absolutely correct there. The 6'6" junior, as I call him, the mountain there in Logan Sandman, still out. He's on the bench side, though, with his teammates. And here up at the free throw line, a Bill Liebarger able to snag one of those free throw shots, 44-15. And Jonathan West leading over Axel. D-West, you're down at the top key. Long 2-point shot is up by Braylon Sheldon. It's good. Braylon Sheldon now 5 points on the game. He averages 7 points a game. And his first 3-point shot, the Twin Valley tournament there in the first half, the second quarter. Axel looking to respond under the glass, trying to steal out Bill Liebarger. He gets denied, but coming up for a quick forward is Wyatt Detweiler in for the putback. Now 15 points on the game for Wyatt Detweiler as he leads the scoring. The quarterback of the Axel Eagles take over from Brandon Schmesley, and also one of the leading point guards here of this team. Also something that Schmesley did last year. This Axel unit here, Haring, a turnaround floater is missed, and Axel will take over. It's 2:53 to go in the third quarter, 46-17. Axel over D-West, couple of substitutions on the floor. Both Peterson brothers, Coulter and Ketcher, will come out of the game. Looks like Veach will step in, as well as Michael Albers. You mentioned that you need to get that post play involved. The 6'4" senior, only 2 points and three rebounds in the first half. He's got nothing here on the stat sheet here in quarter number three. Axel tries to get top off of the three with Detweiler. Misses it, makes his own rebound. Now he puts it up to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy and no looker out to the right side to Heinen. Heinen out left to Kostel. Kostel, his first time in the game, floats it down the lane. Just shot in the hands of Dustin Beach. Got to work here off the fast break as well if you're Donovan West. Beach inside, nearly getting the shot to go in, but he'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. This is the first time Donovan West has gone to the free throw line in this game. And Dustin Beach here at the line. 4 rebounds in the game for Beach. 2 points. Had the 18-point performance on Monday against Blue Valley. The impressive 3 threes in the fourth quarter against that Rams team. And how do you get a player like Beach in the situation kind of off and running if you're Donovan West?
I mean, he's a great outside shooter, and I think getting him open or him relocating to get the 3 is really a good key factor for him.
Beach here at the free throw line goes 2 for 2. You'd like to get a couple more players at the free throw line if you're Donovan West. Axel here with the ball. Detweiler. Out to Liebarger. Shaughnessy to the right wing. Now up to the top key. Detweiler inside. Down low baseline. Kick back out. And a turnover for Axel. Just their first turnover here this third quarter. Coming nearly 6 minutes into it. 2 minutes left to go. Quarter 3. 46-19. Donovan West here trailing by 27 points to the Axel Eagles. Winner to take on Hanover in the first place match. If Axel wins, it'd be a rematch from last year. Loser will go and take on Clifton Clyde in the third place game. Nearly a turnover for Donovan West in the far corner, but they'll keep the possession. Landon Schmitz and Joe Liebarger to come in this game for Axel. Wyatt Detweiler, Carl Shaughnessy getting a break to the bench. 1:45 to go in quarter 3. Beach for D. West. Popping it in to Haring. Haring to Keller. D. West down 46-19. With the ball against Axel. 3-point shot is up for Beach. And just as you mentioned it, locate Beach on the floor. Get him open. There he splashes the 3. He's now at 7 points on the game. Schmidt kicks out. Back in the game here for Axel. He's down the right wing now. He drives inside. Flips it back out. Liebarger makes a 3. Drives inside. And we get called on a charge. Back-to-back turnovers now for Axel. 24-point deficit here for Donovan West with 1:12 to go in the third quarter to Axel. 46-22. Foul is called on Joe Liebarger, his third foul of the game. And it looks like here, coming back the first time here this season as the Axel applies. It's Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior mountain. I talked to Jason Tynan earlier in the week and he said, it's confidential. It's confidential. I can't tell you. I can't tell anybody that he's coming back and when he's coming back. But he did say potential return here in the TVL tournament. Glad to see him. I've been hoping for him, praying for him, there with the kind of some of the things he's been going through here medically, but finally back in here with the lineup. Such a great sight to see him back on the floor. He comes in, get him some reps here in a game that's kind of pulled away here, but if you're Donovan West, you still got a chance. Now 24 points, 46-22. Awesome moment on the floor, though, to see Sandman step back in this game. I called him out during warm-up, said I saw him. I hear a 3-point shot up, missed by Beach. And at possession, now here back to Donovan, now here back to Axel. And now we'll get to see Logan Sandman back in the offense. Man, he is just in all smiles in his return, his first game here in the year of 2026. Here he gets out to Schmidt. Schmidt inside, reverse layup, in for 2. 26-point lead back at it for Axel. 48-22 over Donovan West with 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. Here at the top, working with it is Coulter. Coulter is spinning around, going out to Beach. Beach dribbles to his left side, bounce passes that way to Braylon Shelton. Braylon out to Coulter. Coulter. And that's going to be an easy take for Heinen. Heinen 1-on-1 against Beach down the floor. He is fouled. It will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Heinen here to go up and shoot 2. And again, can I continue to talk about it? First game back, 2026 here for Logan Sandman. How great is that to get a player like that back if you're Axel?
I mean, Axel's height is Logan Sandman, so I think having him back inside is just great for their offensive game.
Logan Sandman, before he went out, he was averaging 14.5 points per game, 4.4 rebounds a game. 73 points scored on the season. The first free throw shot was made by Hine, and the second was not. And here the rebound by Logan Sandman, his first rebound of 2026. Comes for an offensive setup for a second chance opportunity that gives Joe Liebarger his fourth three of the game. Axel hit 8 threes in the first half. Here they've hit 10 threes now on the game as we enter quarter number 4. A 30-point lead for Axel, 52-22 over Donovan West. We're back after a quick 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Radio. Welcome back here to the start of the fourth quarter on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'll be back in studio. Corinne and Prophet, Bell Smith here, courtside with you. Axel Eagles entering quarter number 4, up 30 points, 52-22 over Donovan West. Axel has the ball, Schmidt on the right wing. Up top, back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, left side, Bill Liebarger. Liebarger into Talbot. Talbot trying to kick it out. He finds Schmitz, and he goes in for two. Schmitz now 12 points on this game. Multiple double-digit scores here for Axel Eagles. They have three as Schmitz gets a steal, and he's down the floor. His second steal of the game as he sets up his teammate, Colin Shaughnessy, and now four players have entered double digits here for the Axel Eagles. Coulter Peterson at half court for the Dolphin West Mustangs. So right now, down 56-22, a 24-point deficit, or 34-point deficit, and now a jump ball on the floor. Possession error will stay, or should stay here on the side for Donovan West, but they haven't gotten anyone down to throw it in. They were a little bit confused there offensively. I thought they were going back to play defense, but finally going back to throw it in is Kaysen Keller. He looks underneath, finding Hayden Paulino the first time he's come in into this contest. He came in a couple more times there on Monday Beach, upside, top perimeter. He goes to his right to Keller. Keller, near side wing, out to catcher. Catcher, Keller, Keller, inside step, switch back out to catcher. Catcher, inside, kick out, Schmidt, in the traffic, passing, stolen. Down the floor, Schmidt, another assist as he finds Joe Liebarger. Liebarger, an impressive night for him. He's got 14 points on this game. Liebarger, who only shoots 38% this season from the three-point line. He's got over now 20 threes on the season. 58-22. Our score, Axel leads over Donovan West by 36 points. So now we have a running clock here in the fourth quarter with 5:37 to go. So the clock will run. We've got now back-to-back running clocks. Centralia girls up to their victory over Blue Valley, 45-11. Shaughnessy splits in and goes up for two. 5:26 now to go in the fourth quarter. Clock will run continuously here. 60-22 our score. 3-point shot up and missed by Shelton, but a rebound by the big man in Paulino. Paulino out to Keller, who'll go in and get 2 points. Keller, his first 2 points of the game for Donovan West. And a takeaway by Paulino underneath, an easy takeaway at that. Axel giving this one here back to Donovan West. Keller on the far wing. Pass off inside. Paolino trying to steal. He passes back out. Now to Veach. Veach under his legs. Left side look. Now reset to the top. Right side. Catcher. Catcher. Three and in for a three-point shot from Catcher Peterson. His second three of the Twin Valley League tournament ever as a six-foot freshman. And here Schmidt takes a roller off the top. Schmidt finishes in for two. And a timeout will be called with 4:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, 62-27. Axel leads over Donovan West. We'll take a 30-second aside. We'll be back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
4:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. 62-27. Donovan West down to Axel. And now backups have come in for both sides. So here, away with the white flag. Axel will come away with this victory, but trying to finish out this game. They'll still have to do it. 4 minutes left to go and a running clock. Bill Liebarger trying to finish up in for two. Paolino comes away with the rebound. So right now here, Axel looking in good shape to go on to tomorrow's first place match. They'll have a rematch against the Hanover Wildcats, a team that they beat last year in the Twin Valley League Championship, but a team that they lost to twice this year in football, including the sub-state championship that concluded Axel's reign of terror, which concluded four consecutive state titles on the football side. So I'm sure Axel is plenty angsty to get back out there and take on some revenge against the Hanover team. Here, first shot up at the free throw line, missed by Clayton Heinen. Heinen, who had the impressive 7-point performance in his second quarter against Blue Valley against Centralia on Monday. He misses his first shot here at the line. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Clock is going to continuously run here with a 35-plus point lead in this fourth quarter. 62-27 lead for Axel. But Donovan White still making plenty of history. It was 8 years ago they received their last bye in the Twin Valley League tournament. That year they won the TVL title. This year they won't quite win it, but they'll have a chance to at least take a third-place match against the Clifton Clyde Eagles, which will be played tomorrow. Still, it has been an incredible year for this G-West boys team. Their first season with this good of a record halfway through a year since 2018. Here at the free throw line, Brecken Falk, the freshman. First shot missed, trying to hit his second shot, and he'll miss both of them. Now down the floor, Logan Sandman. So Sandman getting some reps in here with this Axel unit, this backup unit that's in the game here. Heinen out to Kostel. Kostel left side to Bill Liebarger. Bill Liebarger now to Riley Hazenkamp. Inside Sandman, reverse layup in the first point. The point 26 for Logan Sandman gets an applause. As he is back in Dillon, can't wait to continue to see him get healthy day in and day out in these games. Ball knocked out of bounds with 1:45 to go here in this fourth quarter, 64-27. Axel here shaping to take away this victory. As I mentioned, G-West will play Clifton Clyde tomorrow. In the third place match, Axel will take on Hanover. We have one more game left to be decided. It's our next matchup. Axel and Lynn Girls. Axel, their first time in the semifinal since 2015. An opportunity to go and get to the TBL championship for the first time in a while. And the first time to win it ever. Here. Down the floor. Axel goes in for two, splitting it. 56 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. 36 lead here for Axel over Donovan West, 66-30. Again, backups on the floor for both sides as we conclude this match. We'll have our post-game show and our player of the game right after this. Logan Sandman trying to dish in for two, could not get the finish under the rim. The winner of the Axel Lynn game, by the way, they will take on Centralia in the championship match. Centralia, for another consecutive year, has made it their way there. They've had a very strong stretch here at the Twin Valley Tournament, dominated Donovan West, and just got done dominating Blue Valley Randolph. 17 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Time expiring, and a shot made will fall. 5 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and Axel will hold it out, and we'll reach our final for this game, 66-32. Axel will come away with the victory over the Donovan West Mustangs, and we'll move on and reface Hanover in the TVL Championship yet again here in the year of 2026. All right, we'll step aside. We'll be right back here in a few minutes for our post-game show and our player of the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free.